It's a download here on 720 WGN. Let's carry out. Here are today's top stories. Well, tonight the White House seems open to the idea of banning bump stocks. Bump stocks are the thingamajig that can make a semi-automatic weapon automatic. It was made famous by the shooting spree in Las Vegas, although there was no bump stock used in the latest school shooting in Parkland, Florida. So this is the amount of time? When's today, February 20th? When was the Vegas shooting? October 1st? Okay, so I get it. Let me do a little math. 4 months and 20 days. So it takes 4 months and 20 days to start talking about gun control. That's the blueprint. That's the formula, right? So we should get it to the issues of this school shooting, the one in Parkland. We should get to it in the middle of June. Does that sound about right? Can I hold everybody accountable to that? There's always so many push. There's so much pushback when we talk about gun control, and it's not time to talk about that. Well, we now know, right? Bump stock conversation starts now, 4 months and 20 days later. The Me Too movement continues to hit the Madigan machine in Springfield. Yesterday, a lobbyist was accused of being verbally abusive. The media thinks this could be it for Mike Madigan. I'm sorry, does this scandal come with nuclear war? Because my prediction is nothing short of complete annihilation of Earth will remove Mike Madigan from his perch as Speaker of the House. Even then, it'd be a close vote. But it's going to be a slog. With all the enemies in Springfield and the fact that Madigan presides over the boys' club to rule all boys' club, it's going to become a regular daily segment on the news of people coming forward. Wait till they determine that mass reply alls of that sexist joke fits into the Me Too category, right? Last I checked, lots of Democrats working in the water department. When just think about that, guys. When Joe from the water department gets the reply all Me Too scandal, we'll see where we're at. The new Rauner ad that goes after Jeannie Ives, his Republican opponent in the primary, suggests she is in the pocket of Mike Madigan. What? Representative Jeannie Ives? From Hinsdale? From Madigan? What? So she said the word Madigan in the Trib editorial meeting, and you created an entire commercial around it saying that she's for him and his policies. I guess that's the new campaign strategy. Just attach everyone to Madigan and hope voters aren't paying attention. Madigan and Jeannie Ives. Jeannie, quote, trans people show up my door, Ives. Okay, then. I don't like that. I don't like that when that happens. When it's so obvious to everyone that the commercial is lying. And yet, it's played around the clock. And people, and you wonder why people don't like elections. Maybe that's the point. Ooh, a tweet right here. This is nice about U.S. swimming. I love U.S. swimming. It's so great, right? They must be. It must be about how they're gearing up for the summer. No, they're being accused of covering up a number of sexual abuse instances and cases. No, I swear, Olympics. I can kind of understand now why the NHL was like, nah, no thanks. I want to be a part of you guys. That story's going to get huge. Watch out. Trib has a big story today saying the state's wrapped up their case on the illegal towing from Lincoln Towing, the famed Chicago tow truck company. It's painting a clear picture of what happened to my Dodge Colt back in 1995 when I came to the Metro to see Blind Melon. Now I know. And Tiffany and I made such a great connection that night. Spent the rest of it down at the tow lot. In weather, you know the saying, April showers bring May, flooding. Flood warnings everywhere tonight. Our rivers are flooding, so some evacuations are underway. Stay with us here at 720 WGN all night. Rob Martier will have those stories. 50s today, although it's going to do that awesome, unnatural thing where it drops like 40 degrees tonight into tomorrow. That awesome thing that just loves to happen 3, 4, 5, 6 times a month. In sports, the Hawks lost to the Kings last night, but they won off the court by giving lifetime bans to 4 fans involved in racially taunting a Washington Capitals player over the weekend. What's the word with those seats, though? They open? Just back in the lottery? What are we doing with them? Good move by the Blackhawks to deal with an otherwise ugly national incident for our city. And what kills me is that there's so many better ways to heckle a player that's in the penalty box, right? I mean, come on. going for their ethnicity or their color of skin? Come on, you got to get creative. Do some research. Google the player. At least Google the player. The Northwestern Wildcats lost again last night to Maryland. They're out of the tournament contention after blowing a 27-point lead on Saturday at home against Michigan State. Everyone's talking about the stunning way they lost the game, but to me, the question is whether or not the Cats decided to play prevent and milk the clock for the entire second half. Was Michigan State's defense that good, or were the Cats just that bad? Every play, they were pulling the ball back out, being like, calm down, guys. Let's take it down to the end of the clock. It's not great basketball. Anyway, tough loss, and one that pretty much eliminates the Cats from tournament contention sans a Big Ten tournament victory. The Bears are starting to rough up their roster. Linebacker Jarrell Freeman was cut today. Not surprising, although he was a bright spot when healthy and not on performance-enhancing drugs. Hey, make a little room to go after Brian Cushing, right? Cut by the Texans. He'd be good for a couple games till he, too, gets hurt. Still no word on who else will be cut before free agency starts in mid-March. Mike Glennon. Please. Now it's time for a Winter Olympic update. Carpentersville native Brandi Tannell just skated for the short program, in which Johnny Weir said, "What a shocking error." Not good when it comes out of Weir's mouth in the color commentary, but she fell on one of her first turns. But it's early in the early. I guess it's early. I don't even know where we're at in this thing. It's one of those things where every time I watch the Olympics, I'm like, this is for the gold. Oh, it's not for the gold. That's on Thursday. Cool. I guess I'll keep watching. Also, ice dancing. Just ice skating without jumping? Okay. Can I also be the first to say, too many butts. I know that ice skating costumes are awesome, but do they have to be so, I don't know, overtly sexy? Too many butts for the women, too many long Vs for the men. Right? It's cold. Turtlenecks and slacks. It's flu season. It's been pretty refreshing to watch the NBA storylines about the remaining part of the season and the All-Star Game format and where free agents might go next year without once mentioning or referencing the Bulls. So refreshing to not have our team mentioned at all in any of the fun storylines. Not one. Spring training fully underway now. The Sox first game is Friday right here on WGN Radio. All right. And finally tonight, Carson Ribs in River North. It's closing. The Ribs joint has been serving Chicagoans and tourists for 41 years. It's making way for a new condo tower on Wells Street. So if you like granite countertops, jacuzzi tubs, and an unlimited supply of wet wipes, this is the place for you. Still going to be $500,000. But that's the carryout for February 20th, 2018. Don't worry, Carson's lovers. We got ribs, too. Well, they're more rib tips than ribs. And by tips, I mean they're not ribs at all. They're chicken, but, you know. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with Josh Hale, who's the CEO of the Big Shoulders Fund here in Chicago. My guest in the Download on Chicago Business. We'll talk about raising funds for Catholic schools in Chicago. That's coming up. And also tonight, Artie Lang joins us. It's the Download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.